It still is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Sam Oracle Chinedu. Conversations in this hour around the controversy surrounding where your VAT should go. Governor Yemi Osunwike has called on businesses in the state to comply with a recent court order and pay their value-added tax, VAT, to the state government. In an interactive session with stakeholders at a government house, Governor Yemi directed the River State Internal Revenue Service, RIRS, to implement the court order which constitutionally empowers the state to collect VAT.
And with today's judgment, the way is now clear for the administration and enforcement of the River State Value Added Tax Law 2012 across the entire state until otherwise decided and set aside by the Superior Courts. Consequently, I hereby direct the River State Revenue Service Board to ensure the full and total implementation and enforcement of this law against all corporate bodies, business entities, and individuals with immediate effect. All corporate bodies, business entities, and individuals are advised to willingly, truthfully, and promptly comply with their tax obligations under this law to avoid the full weight of the stipulated sanctions, including having their business premises sealed up.
He, however, warned, well, it's almost like we knew a warning was coming, the Federal Inland Revenue Service against interference.
Let me warn that the River State government is fully in charge of the state and will not tolerate any further attempt by the FIRS to sabotage or undermine our authority to freely administer our tax and other related laws in our own state. Those who play with the fire risk having their fingers burnt enough of the shenanigans. I wish to further assure every resident that we shall, as usual, make effective use of the expected proceeds from this tax, accelerate the development of our state, and improve the well-being of everyone.
Well, naturally, as you would imagine, this raises a lot of questions. But what we know so far, the Federal High Court in Port Harcourt has ruled that states should get VAT and not the FIRS. The River State Governor has signed a bill into law that authorizes the state to collect the VAT. Now, VAT is charged on the supply of goods and services in the country, including those imported into the country, except the goods and services specifically exempted under the VAT Act. The FIRS previously had the responsibility of collecting VAT on behalf of the 36 states and the FCT. So there are arguments for and against. But to set the record straight, my guest Atiku Samuel is a public policy analyst, International Budget Partnership. It's a think tank. And he joins me from the nation's capital this morning. Good morning, Atiku. Thanks for making the time.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me once again on the program.
It's always a pleasure. How's Abuja this morning?
Abuja is a little bit sunny this morning, but at least things are moving as usual. Abuja seems to work in Abuja.
Okay.
Right?
Well, our conversation this morning is about why Abuja is demanding our VAT here in River State. So I'm sure you have a lot of answers to what's happening with Abuja.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit complex in the sense that if you look at the Enactment Act of VAT, I think 1993, that was set up the VAT under the military rule itself. And of course, I think there was a slight amendment in 2007. If you look at the owners of VAT, remember, we run essentially, well, in quotes, we run a federation. There is nobody called this. You are citizens, we are all citizens of Nigeria, but you're residents in the state.
That's right.
And the if you look closely at the constitution of Nigeria, tax collected from individuals is actually being paid to the state of residence.
Okay.
So VAT is actually one of those VAT that you collect from individuals. When you go to the shop to actually pick up an item, you buy an item, you pay for it, right? Then you pay tax. So if you look at the Enactment Act 2003, I think it's so clear to everybody that the owners of VAT is actually the state government. But during the military, I think when they were thinking about a cheaper way to actually collect VAT, you know, it's difficult to actually compare under the unitary system, the military system, to have River State collect it. So you have to set up, I'll call it River State Internal Revenue, generating revenue. So everybody needs to set up parallel, what do you call it now? You have to set up parallel tax collection systems.
Yeah.
So they felt it was easier for them to actually consolidate it at the Federal Inland Revenue Service. So the Federal Inland Revenue Service collects VAT across the country on behalf of states and then share back to them. And for collecting that, the federal government will retain 15%. So historically, I think in 2000, the Lagos State government did challenge the authority of the federal government to collect. And the Supreme Court judgment was not too clear. It said that, okay, VAT is actually being owned by states.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the federation, that means essentially the state, that needs to decide themselves how to collect it.
Okay.
So it becomes even more complicated when we look at the operational. I'm not a lawyer. You can talk to lawyers around that.
Yeah.
But in terms of the composition of VAT in Nigeria, we have two types of VAT. There's one that is collected at the port of entry,
mm.
at the seaport, at the airport, at the land borders. It's collected by the Nigerian Customs Service. If you go to FIRS website, the Federal Inland Revenue Service website,
yeah.
they will typically categorize VAT into two. They call it import VAT and yeah. non-import VAT. So, for instance, in 2020, import VAT was about 547 billion naira, while non-import VAT was about 1.6 trillion. So,
wow.
import VAT is very huge if you have to look at it in that sense. So the question is that if you are importing a good into the country and then you pay VAT at the point of entry, who
yeah.
becomes the final consumer of that good? Nobody knows because, you know, Nigeria is one market.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, if you are bringing in, just say, for instance, you're bringing in a vehicle.
Through Lagos.
Yeah, through Lagos.
Yeah.
Port. And the final, and then at the Lagos port, you pay import VAT. The truth is that the firm in Rivers could actually be the owner of that car.
True.
Right? Or go to a third party to actually pick up that car. So it becomes difficult to actually track it. But that's why they came up with this sharing formula that economic viable states like Lagos, like Rivers, like Delta, I can mention primarily most of the southern states and then maybe Kano will tell you they are not satisfied with that. That you are taking from us and then you're using. I mean, you must have had the argument. Why are you drinking? If you say, oh, Shade Sharia in the north, and then people are consuming beverage,
yeah.
alcohol in the south, why should you take VAT on alcohol consumption and share to some places? So those are kind of arguments actually often spring. But I think the overall thing there is that what Rivers has done is to go to court. Challenge the authority of the federal government to collect VAT in its own state, the non-import component of it. And having done that, they set up a legal framework to actually start collecting it themselves. And Lagos State, of course, backed them up immediately, and Lagos State also aligned. I'm sure Ogun State will also align. I'm sure most southern states will begin to align with that proposition.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, naturally, Lagos would align because Lagos has always felt cheated. It feels it brings the biggest slice to the pie. So you wouldn't blame the Lagos State government for being on board. But let's look at the 15% that the FIRS takes. It's something I've chosen to call service charge. That's what I'm charging you for collecting the tax. Who set it at 15%?
Well, I think it's the legal framework by the national government, which is the federal government, that sets that framework. Now, when I say 15%, it doesn't mean the FIRS retain everything. So the FIRS actually retains 4%. We have to, let me explain it this way. For every 100 naira that FIRS collects, it retains 4 naira, meaning that it pays down 96 naira, right? For every 100 naira that it collects as tax,
yeah.
it remits only 96 naira. It retains 4% as its own personal cost of collection. Now, out of that 96 naira, it's what 15% of that is what is being retained by the federal government, while the others are shared across the 33 states. Now, the federal government takes 1%, or what would I call it, 1% of, you know, so 15%, 1% of that, and then the federal government, I mean, 14% goes into the federal purse to spend on everybody, while 1% is retained by the FCC. So FCC collects 1% of VAT. So for every 1 naira you spend in Nigeria today, if you go to the shop and then you spend 100 naira, the Federal Capital Territory takes 1 naira out of it. I mean, that's your VAT. Sorry, don't let me make, let me explain it this way. If you pay 100 naira VAT to government, the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja, takes 1%.
Okay.
Right? The federal government takes 14%. Now, the remaining component, you know, after you take it, that 75% is now shared with the formula across the entire 36 states. That's how it works.
So, Rivers money will touch Kano.
You know, it's complex to actually, it's very complex, you know, because of the complexity of how VAT is being collected. It's difficult to ascertain whether it's Rivers money going to Kano or Kano money coming to Rivers. But the truth is that Rivers State will tell you that if they collect their VAT themselves, maybe this time around they are making maybe about 30-40 billion from VAT as their component of tax. If they start collecting it, they presume that they can do close to 100. So that's a thing. I've seen projections that people have projected that Rivers State could actually potentially be collecting over 100 billion compared to what they are collecting now. And then Lagos also, of course. Lagos has always thought they can do close to 500 billion. So those are the complexity. And again, you understand that another complex issue is that if I, Atiku Samuel, now living in Abuja, travels to Port Harcourt to actually shop in Port Harcourt, the truth is that because I'm resident in Abuja, right? After spending in Port Harcourt, my VAT should actually be remitted to Abuja. That's how complex the entire law is. But how do you operationalize that? Those are the complexities. But for me personally, I've always argued that if you look across the world, OECD countries, the biggest bulk of tax collected is either it is sales tax, or there is a combination of sales tax and personal income tax, and it's actually owned by states in Nigeria. So if states are actually given the room, the rigor, to collect tax themselves, put systems and processes in place to ensure efficient collection, then certainly we begin to see development. Because, one, health service delivery is done by state government. Education, apart from the university system, is being bankrolled by state government. And when I mean state government, I mean local government and state government together.
That's right.
Remember, this VAT is shared between the state government and the local government.
Mm.
So if those two essential social services are being bankrolled 100% by state with a limited support from the federal government, then they should be allowed to tax their people. If you go to the U.S., for instance, and you go to a school district, what funds, if you look closely at most of the schools in the U.S., the primary school that is free, for instance, what they use to fund most of those things is either real estate tax or sales tax, which is essentially VAT. And so, if we look closely at Nigeria and we understand the complexity and the difficulties that we are experiencing in Nigeria today, it all comes down to the fact that state government has not been able to mobilize enough resources to ensure that social services like education, health, and then other things like that can actually come to bear. And those are critical pillars that can help us if we want to actually move away from this economy that we're facing, where we are now, to actually a better, of course, we want to have decent livelihood. We want our people to actually live better.
Mm.
You have to improve their health. You have to improve their education. We have to invest in people. Where will the money to invest in people come from? Of course, it's from VAT, it's from tax and those things. So, I think it's when you look at development space, people are a little bit happy when they saw River State actually taking that step.
Yeah, it was almost like everybody had it in mind, but we were waiting for the first person to say it.
Certainly, yes.
Now, a recent Pricewaterhouse report states that this could spell doom for states which do not currently generate enough economic activities. You know, they might not be self-sufficient. Do you agree with that report?
I think that's been there for long. Yes, we've looked at that. We've looked extensively at state finance. The problem with Nigerian state is that they feel too comfortable leaching on another economic viable state. For instance, let me give you a good example. So imagine a state in Nigeria that goes all the way to actually attract investors. I go, for instance, I'm the state governor, I go outside the country, go around the world, spend state resources, right? Mobilizing and actually convincing an investor to come into my state. And by the time they set up shop in the state, they employ people.
That's right.
Well, that's one bit of it. They invest, set up business. The truth is that there is no incentive. So if the business makes profit, the profit goes to the center. And when it goes to the center, it's shared using one complex formula around population. So if rather than you going across the world, mobilizing people to come and invest in your state, you can easily encourage your people to, hey, madam, just keep giving back. If you can give back to 20 children, one woman, 20 children, one woman, 20 children, and then your population become bloated, you are tend to earn more. From, you know, I've gone the whole org investing and attracting investors. By the time they take tax, 100 naira out of that system, the state that has encouraged the citizens to continue to produce and all those things, by the time they do census and they say, oh, this state is more populated, the truth is that they are going to take more money. They are going to give that state more money from factories in my state because they have more population than for me that has gone the whole org. So the Nigerian system does not incentivize you as a state governor to actually build an economically viable state. And that explains why IGR of state has been abysmal. Let me just use the word lightly. It's been abysmal. If you take out Lagos, you take out Rivers, you take out Delta, you take out Ogun State, you take out, Kwara State. Yeah, Kwara State is an interesting state. You take them out of the VAT pool, the entire VAT that you, I mean, the entire IGR, it's ridiculously very, very small. It can't do anything. So people have argued that one of the ways to actually incentivize it is actually to do this. Maybe that will spur state into taking action.
Okay.
But so the report is actually very, very true. Many states will struggle. Many of them will have to lay off workers. But understand something also, that as they are laying off workers, most of those workers will begin to move into economically viable states.
So
typically what you will most likely see is the concentration of people around cities, right? People will move to Port Harcourt, people will move to Lagos, people will move to those city centers, because that's more economically viable for them.
Yeah.
And of course, they become richer and richer and richer, and all those other states will begin to shrink in. And that explains why we've always argued that state government needs to actually come up with economic plans. They need to come up with economic plans to reshape and rejig their state and put them on the growth trajectory.
All right. We'll take a break shortly, but I'd like you to answer this question very quickly. If this is implemented, well, there's a court order and states begin to take their VAT, how is that going to affect the federal allocation?
First, the first thing that happens is that, remember, the federal government had last year, the year before, they've been all about increasing VAT rate. You remember VAT rate used to be 5%.
5%.
Yeah, it was jacked up to 7.5%.
Right? Yeah.
It's going to 10%. So,
I'm sorry, hold on.
The federal government is doing that is because they presume that that money would boost up their own income. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen if states are collecting it, right? That's the first problem. Federal government revenue goes even further down. That's going to be complex. That's the first thing. The second thing is, again, in terms of implication, systems. I always talk about systems and process. River State collecting VAT itself, of course, creates rigor for it to actually design systems. The truth is that the government in River State understand the people of River better than the federal government would do.
Surely.
So I expect that compliance rate to go up. I'm expecting that compliance rate to go up. Why am I saying this? The River State understands where the shops are. They understand where to buy things and many other things. So it's easier for them, if they really want to collect VAT, it's easier for them to actually go after businesses. Whether you like it or not, in Nigeria, anytime you make purchases, you are paying VAT. The problem has always been the people you are buying from, the day really will meet back to the state. So River State will be able to actually tailor and go after its people to ensure that at least when people buy things and they pay VAT, those VAT are remitted. And of course, it could have, if the money is used judiciously, it could have significant impact on social services. And that's where we are going as a country. Again, one way or the other, people have talked about restructuring. Restructuring is already happening.
All right. Well, after the break, you get to be a part of the conversation. Would you rather pay your VAT to the federal or state government? And in specific terms, Atiku, you give me the name of the person advocating for VAT to be increased to 10%. That's important.
I'm not the one. That's the federal government.
I'm just saying, I need names. All right, after the break, we continue the conversation. Don't go anywhere.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My guest is still on the phone. He is Atiku Samuel, a public policy analyst, International Budget Partnership. Welcome once again, Atiku.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'll be taking calls now. Would you rather pay your VAT to the federal or state government? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp, of course, is 0809030616. Remember to turn off your radio as you call me. Over to Facebook, Sodiala DG Banigo says, as a law-abiding citizen, I'll pay to who the court says I should pay to. And thank God at Webu, the court has already settled the issue between River State Government and the Federal Inland Revenue Service. I have David calling from Yenugua. Let's hear David. Yes. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mr. Oracle.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is David Wade.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to ask a question.
All right.
Which I will want your guest to help me out with an answer. And the question is, in the advent of it that finally the state government collects back, will the state also still share from the federal allocation? You know, VAT is included in the federal allocation share to the federal state.
Yeah.
Will the state also benefit from that same park allocation,
okay,
now that it is collecting VAT on its own as a state?
All right. Atiku, did you hear the question?
Yes, I got the question.
Yes, it's a similar question I asked earlier. So,
okay, I think just to answer this question, I think we should decide. I know people always make this argument. We run... what do you call it now? We run a feeding bottle federation, right? Everybody runs to Abuja, collect something and come back. The truth is that is actually not true. What happened is that we have a federation, and within that federation, we have three tiers of government. You have the federal, you have the state, and then you have the local government. Now, there is what we call the federation revenue. That money is actually owned by everybody. So the federal government is only collecting it on behalf of everybody. So when you mine up crude oil in River State, in Bayelsa, that money is not just a federal government money. Remember, it is for everybody based on the law of Nigeria, right?
Yes.
So the federal government collects the revenue, and then they come to a meeting every month, which we call the FARC meeting, and they typically share that money. Now, in terms of which money shared, you have the oil money, right, that everybody talks about. We have money from mining and all those kind of things, which are solid mineral. There's another component which is called the corporate income tax. So when you run a business and you're profitable, apart from the fact that you're paying the salaries of your workers, which your state government collects under payee or direct assessment, when your business finally makes profit, the federal government collects 30% of that for the federation as your profit. That money is what is shared. It's not necessary. So when a business is operating in Lagos and makes profit in Lagos, you may book your entire, for instance, the radio station that we're talking about now, most of the revenue you're making is within the confines of River State. Now, when you make your profit, the federal government walks up there and takes 30% of your profit, takes it to Abuja, and then use a formula to share it across the whole federation. So is that money? So let's ask ourselves a sincere question. Is it the federal government money that they are sharing in the River State that collected in River State, or actually a River State money? So those are complexity itself. So VAT itself is totally different from Federation revenue. Federation revenue is the whole revenue money from the mining, company income tax, and money when you import goods like tariffs on imports, and then when you also export goods like duties on exports. That money is a Federation money, and there are formulas for dividing it.
Okay.
The federal government takes about 52%, state takes about 58%. Now, state also have formulas for distributing between the state government itself and the local government. So I think we should remove that concept of this is a federal money. Let's go and call it. No, there's nothing called federal money. It's a federation money.
All right.
Now, the only challenge that we've had is that some states have not been able to collect the one that they are supposed to collect efficiently. That's where the problem lies. Even the federal government is not collecting the money that they are supposed to collect efficiently. Let me give you a good example. In 2020, operating surplus, that's the profit of businesses and entrepreneurship service, in Nigeria was about 106 trillion. 106 trillion. The salary of Nigerian workers collectively was about 40 trillion.
Wow.
So if you look at the two, who should be collecting more revenue in current time? The federal government should be, because if you are making 106 operating surplus, you should be able to actually soak out more money from that state. Unfortunately, if you look at the numbers very well, state seems to be doing better compared to even the federal government in terms of tax collection.
That's
because
why
federal
they want their money.
Typically collect tax from government, from the businesses, and then state collects from people.
Right.
So, my own to conclude this itself, I would say, yes, the state will still go, because again, if Nigeria Info is operating in River State, right? You're collecting money. So they will still go to the federal government and still take their own portion.
Okay, we have MD calling from Rumokuta. Good morning, MD.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Go ahead.
Okay, this country is structured in a way that either it makes you angry or it makes you lazy.
Wow.
You know, I listened to the narrative that Atiku gave. A state governor goes, or whoever is in the state goes, gets foreign direct investment, and they walk through it, pay obstacles, do everything, enabling environment roads to ensure the people come. And when they come, it is time to share the VAT. It is time for those companies to recoup and start paying VAT. Because I've spent money, I should have more money. Another state government will balance at the end of the month, it goes to Abuja. Now, the question is, will it encourage the state that is doing more to continue to do? The answer is as easy as that. Then there has been this particular issue that has been burning, and we'll be shouting about it. I do not know why alcohol would be destroyed in state A, but then the same state would peacefully, without conscience, collect back that some companies that produce alcohol pay. What is the justification for that? And that's why I started by saying Nigeria is structured in a way that it either makes you angry or it makes you lazy. So I think it's in the right direction. The Court of Competence Jurisdiction has given his verdict. Whoever is angry should go to the appellate court. And let's take it from there. But I think the Supreme Court should uphold it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, MD. I'll be speaking with Didi Young shortly. But let's look at the leverage of influence that states will have. Can states influence the rate of VAT if they eventually are allowed to take it for themselves?
Yes, I think yes. They can begin to set up. You know, in Lagos State did introduce what we call sales tax. So if you go to a restaurant in Lagos State, and then you buy things, you typically pay 5%. So anytime you walk into a restaurant in Lagos State and then you buy something there, you're going to pay the 7.5% VAT plus 5% VAT, from which they call sales tax. It's just nomenclature, the same thing.
Wow.
So when you add that together, you're already paying 12.5% in Lagos State. And
okay.
So what you will see is that state government will most likely, and the reason why Lagos did that was when the federal government, you remember the Supreme Court judgment, when it became apparent that they can do that, so they did that. Well, it was targeted at the restaurant sector because they presumed that the elite itself that would typically go to a restaurant to actually have nice time.
There are levels of restaurants. I hope the Lagos State government understands that the roadside woman is also operating a restaurant,
the
even though it's on a smaller level.
The roadside woman is actually not registered for VAT purpose already. So what I mean by restaurant, I'm talking about the hotel.
You underrate the mama put system of government. You're joking with those women. Don't play with them. Edidiong is calling from Mile One. Good morning, Edidiong. All right, I lost that call. Please call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp, of course, is 080-903-0646. Melody from Uniport says, each time I open a bottle of beer, I feel sad. That's some self-righteous states in the north. Okay. Who demonize the consumption of beer, hypocritically share in the VAT money. Now I can do my thing without grudges. Governor Wike, emailer. Okay. Well, for him, it's particularly about beer. My dear, good morning. I want to use the opportunity to thank the governor of River State and his legal team for their proactive action on the collection of VAT in the states. I commend them for that and advise other states to follow suit, because you cannot rob Paul to pay Peter. Bright from Wendy. Well, thank you, Bright. At least Paul is robbed this time. It's always Peter on the wrong end of the equation. In Nigeria, we do not eat chicken, but we eat egg. If I can't drink or sell alcohol, why will I be enjoying its derivatives? Hypocrisy in our lives and conduct should be eliminated. I abhor alcohol. However, states that are not involved in production and sale should not enjoy the proceeds. Sapi from Choba. I have confidence from Bori. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I want a help from Nigeria Info to help me and help us reach our excellency over the issues of threatening to lock down River State.
Hello, confidence. The conversation for now is on VAT. So if you have something along those lines for this minute, that's what we can touch on. Bryce from Oni, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my brother, Sam.
Good morning.
Yeah, please, I want to plead to other states to join suit for this issue, because I don't think that is right. I remember I had when the governor was mentioning it yesterday that of all this money that I've been collecting, that the state are not even receiving anything from federal government concerning that. You see some state in the other side that are banned the selling of beer, but they are benefiting from that. The same, you don't smoke cigar, and you are lighting cigar for somebody. How can you tell me that? You collect the money here and use it to go and develop where they ban selling of beer, they ban selling of many things. My brother, this country, see, other states will wake up. All this money, look at the money that is involved that you are mentioning. They're collecting everything, nothing to show. Let the state wake up and join this matter to make sure they reclaim what belongs to them. Because enough is enough. They have killed us enough.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Well, I think if there's anything you and I can get from reactions, it's that beer is very important.
Certainly. I mean, and then we can touch this on many other things also. That's actually very controversial.
Okay.
That government takes VAT from.
So let's look at what is left. If this is implemented, what taxes will be left in the purview of the FIRS?
The Federal Inland Revenue Service are actually responsible for taking company income tax, right? Businesses that operate, and company income tax, or what we call the PPT, right? The Petroleum Profit Tax.
Mm.
Those IOCs that are living in two skyscrapers, right? When they pay tax, they pay to FIRS. That's one bit of the revenue that they will be collecting.
Okay.
And that, interestingly, it's huge itself. It's massive. In the sense of that, that's one thing we need to look at. Then also, the Federal Inland Revenue Service is also responsible for taking VAT and all those kind of tax in Abuja.
Okay.
That if the Federal Capital Territory decides to continue with that mode.
Mm.
But they can decide to actually break them off and decide to collect it themselves. So that's another thing. So a couple of other things also that they are responsible for collecting. So withholding tax on contractors and all those kind of things. So there are still long lists of tax that the Federal Inland Revenue Services are actually empowered by law to collect. What they're just taking away from them is the VAT. And I'm saying taking it away from them because as of today, that's what the court has said. And what the court has said is the law. So it's even illegal to pay VAT to FIRS if you have to stand by the fine letters of the law.
Okay. Andy calls from Rukpoku. Good morning, Andy.
Yeah, good morning, Chinedu, and good morning to your guest.
Morning.
Please, my question is just a simple one. I want to ask your guest. Everybody calling to say that you produce beer, and at the end of the day, you collect back to share to states that don't produce beer, that don't drink beer. I want to ask him, what is the difference between that and some states that are not producing oil, but at the end of the day, they are still benefiting from me? Because if you ask me, I still see it as the same thing. So let him tell me the difference between the state that does not produce beer, and at the end of the day, VATs are collected to fund some of those states, and also states that are not producing oil, but at the end of the day, money is still governed and also shared among these states that don't produce for their own benefit.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Did you get a question, Atiku?
Yes, I got it. I think that's been the heart of the whole conversation around restructuring. I think that's a personal opinion I hold. I believe that any resources that is being generated as state should actually be retained at the state, because really there's no citizen of any other person. Right? You are a resident in a state. There's no resident of the federal government. You are not living in air. You are most likely living in a state on the federal capital territory. That is the truth.
Yeah.
So any resources that is being generated in a state should be retained in that state. The truth is that the resources cannot stay in that state. It will move around. When you pay salaries, people will go into other states to spend, and then the money begins to revolve. But at least it spends the whole context of equity. Now, it's left for River State to decide themselves that, okay, this state is struggling, let's give them grant. And that's what happens across the world. That's why the UK government will come to Nigeria and actually advance what you call grant to states. So if River State feels it's rich enough and it wants to help a particular poor state, then they can go in there, and then it will be based on a particular program, not just dishing out handouts. So that's my own position. In fact, I don't believe in even sharing what people say, because they collect some things and pay tax to the federal government. The federal government cannot tax it. That they are all entities. The federal government. So I can talk about restructuring and make up my mind around ABCD, but the truth is that what he has said is true. You can't take resources from a particular location and then sit in Abuja and decide how the resources should be shared. I don't agree to that. I don't subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. That's my own personal position. Mm-hmm. Again, I repeat, that's my personal preference.
Yeah, well, people who share that sentiment as well. JJ calls from Rumokoro. Good morning, JJ.
Yes, good morning. And I greet your girls this morning. When I heard that sequel, I thought it was the other version. But being that as it may, if I may toe the line of your guest, I will also tell you that the state don't exist, that it may be the local government or the community. Because if these companies have problems, it is the community that will bear the brunt first before it gets to the local government and get to the state. So why not we do the same thing? Because if you're saying that the federal government or the Federation of Nigeria does not exist apart from states, the state too is also divided into local governments. Local governments are divided into communities, and this company dwell in some areas. So we are taking this too. Thank you very much.
Well, we might get to the point where families now have to fight, you know, for breaking it down to the smallest unit.
So I agree with him. You remember I said state. When I was making the statement state, I said state. And when I mean state, I mean local government, right? Mm. I did mention that earlier. So it's left for a state to decide the kind of local government structure it wants to operate. Just for context, in the U.S., they have what they call charter city, charter township. Essentially, what it means is that people in a village can decide to incorporate their village as a local government itself and decide to tax themselves. And when they tax themselves, of course, the state also collects a particular portion of the tax. But so if a state government comes to your community and takes out tax, let's say it's taking out 100 naira, you can't just go into a community and take out 100 naira. You have to actually abide to sets of principles. And that's what operates in the U.S. So, but I think for today's conversation, based on the structure, which is constitutional, I'm not talking about Adura, right? The future of Nigeria. As of today, even the local government cannot collect tax because they can't make laws themselves to actually collect revenue, except the state makes it on their behalf. So in totality, in Nigeria today, we really don't have autonomy for local government. The only thing we do have is autonomy for state government. And that's why the conversation seems to be tilted in this direction.
All right, Tamudo Tekena on Facebook says this is a step, a nice step by the state government worthy to emulate by other states and is directly leading to restructuring. I applaud the government for the wisdom. The River State government has already won the case, so anybody that defaults should be dealt with. Edward Okajile, the issue of multiple taxation should be addressed first before any other thing. It's unfortunate we do not have a proper tax policy in Nigeria. So let's touch on what Edward is saying. Multiple taxation. There are some tenement rates and many things that people claim they pay for that the policy for payment is not clear enough. So having states collect VAT, people already see that as a bigger problem because we've not been able to handle the already existing taxes well. Do you agree?
Yes, I think that's essentially why I was talking about systems and process. You know, states, they typically use tolls and touts to collect tax, to collect revenue, which is strange. And then, of course, what you mentioned, things like multiple taxation. Well, in Nigeria, do we really have multiple tax or just the complexity of the tax system that people use to actually... I think it's because we don't have a very clear tax law in Nigeria, like simple and easy to understand. I don't think of multiple taxation. I think it's more... I don't think it's more... Of course, we do have multiple taxation, but in essence, what I'm saying is that the problem that we face is that people don't know what to pay and why they should pay this. And that explains why... some thugs and touts and local government officials and state government officials actually climb on those on the lack of knowledge to collect tax from people that they should not necessarily collect. So if you are paying tax to a government that you should not pay, that's actually illegal. It's the same way around, right?
Yeah.
And so that's essential. So there's nothing called multiple taxation. People use that word within the context that we discussed. What we have is outside illegal payment to government.
Okay.
I see that it's illegal, it's not legal.
Now, Meredith from Uniport on WhatsApp says, tell the caller that states that do not produce oil but share in the money do not condemn and destroy the production of oil. Our problem is condemnation of alcohol, but sharing in the money. Okay. And the next comment reads, it is wrong for anyone to forbid a python, then eat its eggs. All right, we're almost out of time. Atiku, as always, it's nice having you with us. I would sum up what we've said as you stating that this is in line with true federalism.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is the way to go.
Okay.
It's happening already. The restructuring that people have been clamoring about, I mean, it's already happening already.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Atiku, for your time. We appreciate it. Have yourself.
Thank you once again for having me on the program.
Always a pleasure. Take care, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you have it. Are you ready? Your VAT will be taking, because that's what the law states. Coming up at 9, as always, is Helloport Hacker, due to be here to give you the best coming out of this city. Of course, after that, Gabby takes you on a ride through the sunny side. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms. Have yourself a terrific Tuesday.